Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Monter for the workday afternoon on Chasing Cars today. We look at some of the most popular cars in the world by units sold. Depending on where you live, best-selling could be different. In the UK, it's a Corsa model. In the US, it's probably a pickup. So we are looking at cars that are available here in Singapore as well as international markets. What makes them so popular regardless of the territory, and are they really that good? That's up next on Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3.
Chasing Cars with Clarissa and Julian Coe from SG Carmart. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Chasing Cars with Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero, joined by Julian, co-editor at SG Carmart. Julian, ever wondered what cars are so popular that regardless of where they live or where you live or where any of us lives, they rate in the top 10 in sales numbers? I had that musing earlier this morning. That's why we're talking about it now. So given the fact that COE prices pretty much went up across the board yesterday and Cat E's like over $70,000 now, that's where my brain is. It's like, are we getting value for money? And are we getting value for money in the best-selling cars? Julian, we're going to start with the Toyota Camry. I'm not surprised the Toyota Camry sells so well here and globally.
Well, I mean, it's like the Toyota Camry is like the epitome of family car, right? And, or at least in Singapore. And if you're talking about brands across the world that's always in the top three or top five, what have you, it has to be a Toyota. It's everywhere, literally everywhere. And when you're talking about, you're narrowing down to the Camry hybrid, so to speak, it is not just spacious, it is nice to drive. It looks good. I mean, for crying out loud, even the Lexus ES is based on the Camry car. So it sort of tells you just how capable Toyota Camry really is.
I have been driving, renting, test driving Toyota Camrys for a while. The Camrys have been around since we were wrinkle-free and not parents.
Excellent.
Right? And previous iterations of the Camry, can I just say, they were really nice to drive. They were very reliable cars. They were also boring. They were bordering on ugly. But the latest version, I can't believe how handsome it is.
I have to agree with you because, okay,
painful
because
though it is.
I know. When the Toyota Camry first came out, this current generation at least, it wasn't exactly very appealing, I thought.
Or inspiring.
Yeah. But then the Camry Hybrid came out. Borneo Motors launched the Camry Hybrid and it looks absolutely gorgeous. I mean,
it's gorgeous,
so
right?
It
when did is. Camrys, you know, the first time I saw it, I went, when did Camrys become beautiful? But it is beautiful.
It is. And it is very sporty. I mean, it's a sort of car that I wouldn't be ashamed to be driving or at least seen driving in one. To me, I'm perfectly fine with that, man.
Yeah, so that's from a looks point of view. But it is one of the best-selling cars in 2021 globally. So is it as good as everybody thinks it is? Because that was always the selling point of Toyota Camrys, right? Maybe not the best looking, maybe not the most inspiring, but drives like a dream. Fun, you know, it's comfortable and luxurious to ride in. Is that still the case?
Yes, it is still the case. And I would argue the fact that it is now a lot more refined than it used to be.
So it got better. Right?
Yeah. So here's the argument. People are always saying, you know what? I'm just going to buy a Toyota, but at least if I know that it doesn't drive well, it needs to help me save fuel. So that's when they jump to the hybrid counterpart. Whereas the Camry Hybrid isn't just that. It isn't just nice to drive. It isn't just luxurious. And it isn't just fuel economical. It is very, very, very comfortable. And when you need punch, it has that oomph that's just going to put a smile on your face. And it's very surprising if you're going to hear this from someone talking about a Toyota Camry of all cars.
Yeah, well, that certain someone and all the someones listening in should also note that the boot capacity is 524 litres. That is a big boot.
Oh, that will fit, what, all your golf bags, whatever you need, your friend's golf bags inside.
No, seriously, yes, it will.
I know. But that is really, I can't really say just how nice it is. And I've seen this car in various colors. And, you know, I've never been the sort of bright colored kind of driver. I've always wanted my cars in like silver, black, white, gray, you know, the normal, boring, understated colors. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this car in red color. And I'm talking bright red, bright, hot red. And it looks, whoo-hoo!
It's beautiful. I have always said that I wanted to be older before I started considering buying a Toyota Camry. This is years ago. And, you know, when we first started reviewing cars together on Chasing Cars, I seem to vaguely recall saying that about the Camrys. I cannot say that anymore. She is beautiful. You're right. I would be proud to drive her. And best of all, she's not that crazy expensive, despite the rise in COE prices.
I have to disagree on that. I just think everything is expensive now. Even the chicken rice across my road, that's just becoming more and
the
more
COE
expensive.
The COE prices have got nothing to do with the chicken rice prices across your road, okay? Just saying.
Everything is expensive in Singapore. It's crazy. And just hearing the news, looking at the news yesterday regarding COE is just so heart-wrenching, man. I've got my eyes on new cars, you know? And then now this bad news comes along, and Cat B is not like the highest in 6 years, so is Cat E. I don't know. As you can already hear my voice, I'm just very, very...
Slightly depressed, are you?
Yeah. It just feels like we're back to 10 years ago again, you know? We're starting that trend again.
Yes, it does. It does feel like that. But then again, it should have come as no surprise to you, given the fact that they did announce long ago that they were cutting quotas. You know that's going to mean that more the COEs are going to go up. And that is going to affect car prices. So if you didn't do your sums early and make your plans early, it's your fault, Julian. You're in the business.
I guess.
And on that note, we are moving to the next car. The Honda CR-V came as a bit of a surprise to me. Simply because I wasn't shocked that an SUV would be one of the... I don't know. I need more coffee. What can I say? An SUV would be one of the best-selling cars in the world. Types of cars doesn't shock me at all. The fact that it was the CR-V surprised me a little bit. Not to say that Hondas don't make good cars, SUVs or otherwise. It's just I didn't think it would be this one. But okay, it's apparently this one. So I'm starting to see a trend here. I'm starting to see that it has to be a marquee that's been around for a while. People get familiar with it. They buy one version of it. They hang on to it for a few years. When a new one comes up, they liked it so much, they buy the new version. And I think that's what's happening with the CR-V.
Well, I guess. I mean, I've driven so many generations of the CR-V.
Right?
I mean, I know, it's crazy. I mean, and when people talk about CR-V, I always like, oh, I feel very familiar with that car. But I have to be really honest, I think this new CR-V has really taken me by surprise. I mean, yes, it has a 1.5-litre turbocharged engine. It isn't exactly the fastest in the market, it isn't the fastest in the class whatsoever, but all these things don't matter.
It's bigger.
Yeah, you know, it's bigger, it's nicer, it's more refined, and I mean, it's just something that I can really appreciate. And now, of course, I mean, at least in Singapore now, we have that 1.5-litre, 7-seater CR-V. So you've got that extra room for, I don't know, two more kids, two more rascals, what have you. I mean, you've got choice.
So you want four, do you?
No, I don't even want my current two.
Daddy's having a bad day with the kiddies.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Oh my goodness, it's just very patience testing. But anyway.
But you digress, yes.
Yes. But I must say, it is very, very well spec'd as well. It's almost as good as a premium car that it isn't something you'd expect from a Honda CR-V. That's one thing for sure. But now that, I suppose it's competition, right? Maybe it's just Honda being competitive with the higher top-notch market players. I don't know. It's difficult to say, but as far as I'm concerned, I think the CR-V deserves a top spot.
I think it looks a lot like all the other CR-Vs with refreshments.
Yes,
its design.
Yes.
You know, so it really is like a familiar old friend.
It does feel that way. It does come across that way, to be honest. And I must also be honest, I mean, I'm not exactly into the whole current design look sort of thing. I kind of want it to be a little bit more aggressive looking, more muscular. But like I said, all that don't matter. The moment you drive the car, you just tell yourself, wow, this is the current CR-V. This space, this specifications, all these features.
Can I just say, and this price, because you will, as usual, pay the Honda premium tax.
Yep.
It is a Honda. You're paying more for it. It's quite. It is quite up there. I think $180,000 is quite a bit. So we're moving on to the next SUV. No shock. Of the three top selling cars globally that are also sold here in Singapore, two of them are SUVs.
Surprise, surprise.
But it was a bit of a surprise that it was also a Toyota. It's the Toyota RAV4. Now, I remember the first Toyota RAV4 I saw had to be maybe 20 years ago. I thought she was ugly then. I thought she was ugly enough then that I bought not a Toyota RAV4. But I would actually consider buying the current Toyota RAV4 because she's much nicer looking.
Okay, so I've got a bit of a... I've got to admit something. I was discussing this with the missus because she said, you know what, you've got to consider changing your car because I'm the only one who can drive it, obviously, and I'm complaining that I have to send and pick my girl up every day. Me, only me. And she said, well, that's because your car is a manual transmission one. Maybe you should change your car. And we discuss. And RAV4 is actually part
of your discussion.
Yes, that shortlisted car.
See, and, you see,
yeah.
I mean, seriously, if you ask, why does a car model sell so well across different markets? Now, you think that somebody in India, somebody in the US, somebody in Australia, somebody in the UK, and somebody in Singapore would all have very, very different requirements. So why is it that the Toyota RAV4 is one of the three best-selling cars that is consistent despite the fact that we're in very different markets and different considerations? Because it's good-looking and it's that good.
Actually, I remembered very clearly driving the RAV4 over the weekend, very clearly, and I really enjoyed myself behind the wheel. When I say enjoy, I don't mean like, oh, I was driving like a madman and I was like, testing the car to its limits. No, nothing at all. I was really just leisurely pace. You know, I was driving at a very leisurely pace all around Singapore. I was just constantly driving and it was just quiet. And my goodness, the aircon was godsend, by the way. I was freezing. I was on 25 single speed fan and I was freezing, but that's just very typical Toyota. It felt very family friendly. You know, I drove it. I mean, I put the child seat behind. Everything just felt perfect. It felt like, you know what, this is the car I need for my family right now. And in a couple of years time, when the kids grow up, it's even better because I no longer need the child seat anymore, which means they're going to get more leg room. They're going to get a lot more space because you know how big and chunky those child seats can really, really be. It's actually quite annoying, to be honest. And I thought about it. I was telling my wife, you know what, a 2-liter car, I think it's very, very punchy and it's very affordable. We should seriously consider this and think. Let's think about that, right? I've got 547 liters worth of cargo capacity. I can load everything in. If need be, I can even load my daughter into the boot if she makes me angry again.
Uh-huh.
And just drive around like a madman, let her roll around in the back.
She would probably be thrilled. I remember being thrilled by that when I was a kid. You do that to me now, you dead man.
I know, man. I know. My neighbor sees me doing that. I'm a dead man too.
Okay. But the best part of all is the Toyota RAV4 is $160,000. And that's the price that was updated today, at least on SG Carmart. So if it's the wrong price, Toyota, go, you know, or Borneo Motors, go talk to Mr. Julian Koh.
Yeah, well, you can talk to me. They'll probably raise the price to 170 instead of 160.
No, but I really honestly think that the RAV4 would not have been top of reference for me particularly because I am not an SUV fan. I can't tell you how many times I've said that already, right? You're probably bored.
2,765.
Yeah, you're probably bored of hearing it. However, the Toyota anything, because I loved my last Toyota and the Toyota before that and the Toyota before that, if I was going to buy a Toyota, I very well could buy the Toyota RAV4. And a lot of people felt that way. It definitely is a car worth looking at. And so is the Camry, because I think I'm ready for a Camry, Julian.
Your age is showing, I'm telling
you. No, she's that beautiful.
I mean, to each his own. I don't judge.
Sure you don't.
But to me, if I had to choose one, just that one car, you know what? I might actually have to go for the Toyota Camry. even though in all honesty, I love the RAV4. I think the RAV4 looks very good. It drives very well. As an SUV, it excels through and through. But I would rather take a sedan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest, the Camry looks good. I mean, it looks
it
good.
Does
look. It's like I can tell myself, you know what, if I don't have the money to buy the Lexus ES, I can buy a Toyota Camry. It's essentially the same car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not quite, but yeah, you raise a good point. All right, so we have three cars for you. Now, the reason we didn't pick them really, actually, the three cars were off a list of the best-selling cars around the world right now by units sold around the world. In the US, there certainly were cars that sold better. In the UK, there were cars, different models that sold better. In Europe, obviously, different cars again. But the consistent thing here is that they also are sold here in Singapore. Of the three, Julian, Toyota RAV4, Toyota Camry, and the Honda CR-V, which one would you say would be your star buy?
Camry?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say Camry too, but I'm older, so I'm allowed to say the Camry. And I really do think she's very, very beautiful. But here's the interesting thing. Toyota and Honda not that far away from each other if you go to the showrooms, right? And of the three cars, two of them are going to be on the same shop floor. So we just made it very convenient for you, despite the rising COE prices.
We've done everything in
our power to help you out. Now you have some thinking to do. This has been Chasing Cars. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Julian Koh, a slightly depressed Julian Koh from SG Carmont. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.